Okay, hello. I'm going to talk about Mugina, which is software you can use for testing your services once you start federating them. So if you're not into federation, you better go check your email. And otherwise, I just want to talk very shortly about what it is. So actually, it's about a mock IDP and SP. So mock IDPs and SPs, they can be used in software testing. And this software has been developed when we're working on OpenConnect, and it was so born out of need. But now we think it might actually be very useful for people out there building services and trying to federate them, so to connect them to a federation. And we try to promote this, and hopefully we'll have many services connected to our platform. But if you're into building applications, if you're hiring people to build applications that are going to be connected to a federation, this might be very useful. It's software built on top of OpenSAML, which is also used in Shibboleth, so it's so that's good. But the nice thing about it is that to configure it, you can use a REST API. And why this is convenient, I'll go into shortly. So why would you need it? To test your software, especially if your software is using attributes to make all kinds of authorization decisions, and it's very handy to have an easy way to set up your environments. So that's what a mock object does. It simulates an environment. It's like a crash test dummy that will help you test your software. And we build it in such a way that you can integrate it in your existing testing frameworks like Selenium and GMeter, stuff like that, to automate testing. So how are you going to do this? Well, we have a Git repository containing the software. Just get the Git repo, build the software using Maven, and run it using Jetty. So this is basically information from our README file. And what you can do is you can dynamically configure your IDP to release specific attributes that are required on your SP. So you can automate tests using, for example, curl to configure your IDP. So maybe it's useful to just give a little demo. So I've already started my IDP and SP. And let's go to my SP, which is a service running on port 9090. And here you can see I can log in. Out of the box, it has a default user called user and a default password called secret or named secret. So here I logged in. Here you see some default attributes being released. Probably not the attributes you're going to need. But if you need some specific attributes, you can use the REST API to set it up. So let's do a little demo there. I just created a make file to test this. And let's say I want to add an attribute for a given user. So this is basically what happens. I use curl, and I'm just telling it to define an attribute called urnmacedir-attribute-def-foo, and has a value of bar. So by executing this script, I add an attribute. So let's try that out. If I now open my browser again, and I go to my SP on port 9090, get redirected to my IDP, log in as user and the secret. And now I should have an attribute foo. Well, suppose this attribute foo is being used to make an authorization decision. I can just fire up my Selenium or whatever I use for testing and check that result is as expected. So a deny or an accept, whatever the purpose of this attribute is. We've been using it very successfully to do integration testing at Surfnet, and hopefully you'll find it of value. So please use it, and of course we welcome feedback if you have any suggestions or maybe contributions. That's about it. Thanks.